T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
South Florida. Every game of the Heat in the NBA Finals. Every game of the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final can be heard here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
An Odyssey Station.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Taking your rascals up until 2 o'clock. I was a fiend. What do you want to ask me? Like,
Trevor, I was thinking about something. Here's what I want to ask Tobes.
Fire away. Time's yours.
I give you one choice.
Mm-hmm.
One choice. One choice only.
Okay.
You have access to one interview. Gogi or Bob? Just one.
Now?
No.
Like just always? Forever?
Yeah.
Always and forever?
Yeah.
Gogi.
Okay. All right. I was wondering.
Minus one.
See how he. Why? No.
I'm a hockey guy. That's why. I've done a lot of interviews. Like, we've done probably a half dozen Goran Dragic interviews. I've done twice that with Bobrovsky.
Right.
I think I've gotten everything out of Sergei Bobrovsky I possibly could.
But here's
other than this Stanley Cup Finals run, and you won't let me talk to him.
I'm not here for the entertainment. You guys should do it at least.
Not me, okay? The situation dictates that. Not me. So stop. It is not me that determined you can't interview.
Kind of was, though. You were the rallying cry for it, dude.
I was not.
You were.
What are you talking about?
Really? You didn't say, you know, that this is the mush thing. You didn't start that?
No, you started it.
What?
Listen.
Are we sure it did not go across the Panthers' locker room with any of those band sides?
Hey.
I didn't touch anything.
Listen.
I didn't touch the Stanley Cup either. Everybody was
good
like,
man.
Did you touch the cup?
Good
I didn't
man.
Touch
I,
it.
Did, I didn't touch it either. I,
good
here,
man.
Here. I did not want to call you the mush, but the mush factors were out there.
Mush factors, like it's weather.
Okay, yes. Here's what the mush factors are. Bob was playing great. Mm-hmm. Tobin went and interviewed Bob. Bob starts sucking, lost his job. That's mush. That's mush.
But he's back.
Okay, yeah. And guess who we're not letting near him? You. Because we don't want to mess with it anymore. Listen, it is too critical and too important during this season to let you go all willy-nilly to get your feel-goods on. No.
I'm not willy-nilly, dude.
Tobin, do you want a Stanley Cup banner at FLE Live?
Really? Yes. Or do you want to? Would you rather interview Bob or would you rather a championship?
Championship.
So don't mess with it.
We got to have two good South Florida teams at the same time anyways. You guys never get that.
Nobody. This is amazing what's going on right now.
Yes. So at least you understand that, look, maybe you're not a mush, but there's some mush-like qualities that are surrounding that, and we don't want to mess with it. That's all I'm saying is that, listen, if every time you get up to use the bathroom, the other team goes on a run in basketball, guess what?
Stay peeing.
Set your ass down and hold it.
Yep.
Stay in the bathroom. Stay in the bathroom the whole time.
Till halftime. Right? So, yeah. Look, we have to play this close to the vest because we don't want to mess with the sports gods. And right now, right, you got some mush qualities that we need to keep. All right.
Stop.
Frog's tails, maybe I want these mush tails anyways.
I don't
like
the fact that you're calling it mush qualities. I don't like that you're diagnosing me as a mush, like you're a mush like you're a superstitious doctor. I don't like that.
We could call one of my buddies up from BetQL. Hey, we can ask you, what type of mush qualities do you have?
No. Dave South said it best. Can have a harbinger anywhere near Bob.
Okay, dude.
Right. Listen.
Point.
Nothing. Can I just say something? Any nickname that starts off with Harbinger is usually the bad guy in Avengers or cartoon. And this guy, he went full all out. Harbinger of strife and misfortune. I barely want to let my kids around that.
That's ridiculous.
Harbinger of strife and misfortune?
I don't like this anymore. You know what?
Barrett Sports Media did you dirty, though.
I know they did.
Do we need to call Michael Barrett up, by the way?
I don't want to call him up. I'm done. I'm done with them. They will no longer have my services as an interviewee. I will not.
Why?
Because I don't want to be. I don't want to have my words twisted. This was told to be something that we were going to talk about celebratory things around the world of South Florida sports, and instead they hoodwinked me and put mushness. They called me a harbinger.
Dude, I'm telling you what.
Are we sure there's no Twitch user in this chat that works at that?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know.
We may have to like do an investigation on this.
Let's get back into the finals. Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Heat lose game one. Yeah, the NBA Finals last night. Been talking about it. Talked about it with Gogi. Gogi was,
You know what? I feel. Let's be fair. I feel a little bit better. I didn't feel terrible after the game. I didn't feel, this is it. But there's a couple of things that like I said before, that were eye opening.
Yes. They got stuff to work out.
How the hell does a guy that averages about 10 free throws a game didn't realize he was going to the line and being aggressive enough? I ain't buying that. I'm not buying it. And two, you're the star of this team, Jimmy. We go as you go. If you're not being aggressive, it's probably likely nobody else is going to be aggressive. You need to set the tone. You also, as the star of this team, need to know when your time is. And it just seemed like that went lost on the whole situation, is that at no point in time, Jimmy said, okay, I got to put my imprint on this game. I'm the star of this team. I have to, force the issue here a little bit because we're not making the shots we normally make. That just went by nobody, that's the frustrating thing for me. Am I worried? No. He said he's aware of it and he didn't realize it, but that's kind of what your star player has to do, get a feel for the game. We talk about Jokic, guys great at getting a feel for the game, knowing where to pass it, what to do, how to do it. We've been saying the same thing about Jimmy all year.
Yeah, it was.
Now in game one of the finals, you forget?
Yeah, he was thoroughly outplayed. He was thoroughly outplayed, and they need him. Like, there's not much precedent for the Miami Heat having success in this playoffs. I think you could probably go game three against the Celtics. He wasn't, like, awesome, but there's not many wins that they have without him being great. They need him.
That is right there. I couldn't have made the statement any better, but doesn't said player need to also understand that?
Yeah.
Like, did Jimmy know this team can't win if I'm not great?
Which he just said that, like, the other game where it was game six.
Right.
He's like, if I was better, we would have won.
Right.
Which he was in game seven, and then they won.
I'm confused.
Here's Eric Spoelstra after the game, though. He says, listen, defense, all that stuff, scheme, I think we just got to do stuff with better intent. Here's the Heat head coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I never point to the scheme.
It's not the scheme. Scheme's not going to save us. It's going to be this toughness and resolve, or collective resolve. That's us at our finest, when we rally around each other and commit to doing incredibly tough things. That's what our group loves to do more than anything, to compete, to get out there and do things that people think can't be done. And, you know, the efforts, you know, made that work in the second half, but we're proving that we can do that with our man defense too.
Scheme shmeme. That's what he said.
Right.
Then let's hear from Haywood Highsmith, who did really one of the probably the brightest spot from yesterday's game. He was awesome. This was Haywood on the potential of getting more minutes in this series.
Yeah, I mean, this is the ultimate, you know, stage, the final. So I'm prepared for it. I've been, you know, working at this my whole life. You know, I'm built for this. You know, the ups and downs through the season that I've been through, and the ups and downs I've been through in my career. So, you know, I'm ready to go. And, you know, I'm built for this, like I said.
Working with Caron Butler every game, getting ready. And they got him.
You know what they need from those young guys?
He is a menace.
Need that young guy energy.
Yep, he brings
right?
energy.
Right, so him, Highsmith, Caleb Martin.
Yep.
Those guys are both very athletic. They have some size, but they have a lot of energy.
Yeah, very rare to have a game where Caleb Martin doesn't make an impact on either end.
Right.
Like, that's a rarity. Usually he's been jumping off the screen for everybody. So.
One of the things that I would say is that it's unlike other teams, this team can't afford that, right? Their margins are thinner than most teams.
They are win with will, win with force. And look,
determination.
What makes this a tough matchup is that Denver does a lot of things where they can dictate pace. They can change it because they have an absolute maestro running their offense. He's great. He is great. He's going to be an interesting puzzle to solve, but I still think that they can do it because they have a lot of things that they can tune up and fine tune to get better.
Here's what I would do. I mentioned this to Gogi. Put pressure on the ball. Like Gabe, the last two series, Gabe has done this. Put pressure on the ball in the backcourt so that it takes 5 or 6 seconds off of the ability to run offense in the front court. You see what I mean?
Major hurricane.
And just try to do that and speed things up a little bit. You speed shots up a little bit by taking those 5, 6 seconds off in the beginning, making them work going down.
Major Hurricane says D-Wade needs to remind Jimmy he was down 0-2 in the finals. In fact, actually, Miami has never won a championship winning game one. All three of their championships.
I saw that.
They have lost
really?
Game one. Yep. 0-6, they got down 0-2. 12, they lost game one, then gentlemen swept. And then, of course, we know game one against the Spurs went 7. But all three of their championships, they lost game one. And in fact,
know that?
I'm trying to think. 14. Won game one in 11. They lost game one against the Lakers, and then, of
Mavs.
Course, the Spurs the second time. We remember the infamous air conditioning game.
Tobin, it was the Mavs in 2011, not the Lakers.
No, I was talking about in 2020.
Oh.
2020, they lost.
I forget what happened in 2020.
But, yeah, we remember in 2014 the infamous air conditioning game.
The cramp game. The cramp game, I called it.
Cramp gate.
Yeah. Hey, Chapo.
Chapo.
How we doing? How we doing?
I mean, we talked to Caron Dreyer today, buddy. We're great.
Yeah. How you doing?
Exactly,
how you doing?
Exactly.
How you? Let me ask you. How you feeling? You good? You good? No
yeah,
biggie, right?
Outstanding. Outstanding. First of all, shout out to Gogi. Makes everything better every time.
He does.
Second of all, I feel fine. All right. I'll be honest. Shout out to the Joker and Murray. They played great. Besides that, though, Aaron Gordon's little quick 12 points, that got shut down immediately when – Spo was like, all right, Gabe's too small. Stop switching that. Highsmith came in. I think Gordon scored, 2 more points the rest of the game? Not worried about that. We buried ourselves. Strus is not going to miss that many open threes every game. Even if you would have hit, 30% of those, and Jimmy would have done his usual, we would have been all right. My main thing is, look, you can't stop the Joker. Everybody knows that. The only way to get that guy – somewhat out of the game is literally get him in foul trouble and get him out of the game. And you're not going to do that by shooting 2 free throws. Jimmy knows that. He's a savant. He got to get in his chest.
Chapo, you don't think they, you don't think they should know that before the end of the game, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I don't know. Jimmy, it's like Jimmy shot a blank. You know, Bam.
Sometimes
Bam
even,
showed up.
Sometimes even Mayweather gave away the first couple rounds. He's got to feel things out.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, if you really
why
want,
are you looking
I don't
like that? That's a boxing analogy. Coach. That's true. Why are you looking like that?
Because this Heat team ain't Floyd Mayweather.
Well, I disagree.
You also have to have the skill to know that you could come back from. You know,
wait till you see what Floyd Mayweather does to John Guy in the third.
Oh my God, this guy! But look, I don't want to sound like a Celtics coach, but if we
don't do it, don't do it.
I'll drop him.
Don't do it. Don't sound like Missoula Chapo.
Are you talking about quarters?
Don't do it. Don't talk about we won that fourth quarter.
I didn't say quarters. No. We made adjustments and played much better in the second half.
Okay.
Well, that's different.
First half.
Yeah, we got buried deep in the first half, so that's that was the issue.
Getting
there.
getting down 17 points is a tough one. You don't want to do that
correct.
To that team.
But we started catching our rhythm with the shots. They started dropping. Gabe played good. Bam, main thing with him, he was decisive. I like that. Even though he didn't attack the rim enough, he was decisive with his decisions. That's a good sign.
All right.
Jimmy's gonna step up. And last thing, shout out to Leroy because he was right yesterday. Wreck-It Ralph wanna call in with the Leroy chant yesterday. He's a mush.
Wow, people did say that.
Yes, no, I told you. No, I told you to hang it up. I told you to hang up the phone.
What's up, Richie? What do you want to say? I'm sure words of encouragement going into the weekend.
I'm not going to call and say nothing negative, so calm down.
Go ahead.
Listen, I'm being serious now. You guys just missed shots yesterday. That's all you did. And you got the best damn coach in the league, Tobin. And I'm not here to put you guys. I know I joke around. I watched the game last night, and you guys missed shots. So now Spoelstra's going to make some adjustments. As far as the Joker, Tobin, do you agree with me? I see this guy as a good player, but I think he's a little soft. Why don't they hammer him a little more and frustrate him a little bit, Tobin?
I got to be honest with you, Richie. I think it's because people maybe think he's crazy because we saw what he did in that to the Morris twin a couple of years ago. He's a bit of a dirty player. He will rub a W,
exactly,
and he's a moose.
Exactly.
He's a moose. That's why.
But Leroy, you got to hammer that moose. Get some people to hit him. Frustrate him.
With who? You don't have anybody that could go. That's the same size as
I would
him.
Like Cody Zeller to hammer. Like if Cody Zeller's going to be out there, make it physical.
There you go, Toby.
If
like
Cody Zeller's going to be out there, you got.
I said that earlier. Go have one of these young guys go get you six fouls.
Well, Cody Zeller's allegedly young. He just looks old.
You guys just make adjustments. And let's see what happens, bro. Let's see what happens. Good luck, guys.
I don't know if I like, encouraging Richie. I don't know.
Encouraging
I don't like
Richie?
My, I, well, don't like, I don't like encouraging Richie. Richie.
I don't mind. I'm just saying,
I want
you. You have. Here's what you have to do. You have to have somebody in almost what Gabe Vincent was doing the last two series. Remember it got to the point where they were so sick of these teams just going down the floor willy-nilly and getting into their offense or whatever. Put some pressure on the ball as soon as it gets inbounds. Make them work it all the way down. Whether it's with Jamal Murray, whether it's with Jokic, go ahead on and put some pressure on the ball and have Gabe do what he's been doing the last two series. And that is pressure the ball for what is it, 94 feet.
Yeah.
Right? Pressure at 94 feet. Because when you got to rush to put it in the front court, then you basically rushing through your offense. And it's not Jokic standing at the top of the key with the ball up where nobody can get it, just picking us apart.
We'll take a quick break. Play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lily, you're dead to me. Next.
You're dead to me.
All right, let's bury some people. Welcome back.
I got a bunch of people to bury, and I know there's a bunch of people in South Florida who want to bury these people with me.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
I may have to join you on that, but I got some people to marry too.
Well, I'll go first. I'll go quick because it sounds like you got some stuff to get to. But you got to be a certain level of person to demand a trade. Okay? You do.
You're dead to me.
And I laugh.
Wait. Go ahead. Can we please say the name?
When I saw this yesterday, it said Celtics player requests trade following Eastern Conference Finals loss. I'm like, okay, obviously can't be that famous if he's not in the headline. I scroll down, and the person who wants to get traded and has apparently made his demands known, Peyton Pritchard.
You're dead to me.
Wants off the Celtics, is demanding a trade. And I got to say,
hey, intangible wanting out of Boston. That is incredible.
That is breaking news, honestly. Right. Crazy.
Intangible. That's what this should say. Headline should say, intangible wants out.
By the way, did you see yesterday or did you hear yesterday Jeff Van Gundy shaming intangibles? That dude who dove on the floor but the ball went out of bounds?
Yeah, he said, how about,
a minus one for that.
He goes, how about he just stop picking up? By the way, what's that guy's name? The guy who dove on the ground.
Is it Brown? Braun?
Brown.
Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown.
No, it wasn't Bruce Brown. It was intangible.
Right. But guess what? I thought the dude was black.
Who?
Just the name. I didn't realize when I saw him dive on the floor and they said.
Bum.
It was that guy was, is it Christian Brown? Because it looks like it's spelled Braun.
But all I know, they call him Brown.
Maybe they, I can't imagine Mike Green's getting that wrong.
And so I just assumed he was black.
Yeah, it's Christian Braun.
Okay. But they always say Brown, don't they?
I thought maybe it is Brown. I don't know. Maybe that's how they say it.
Is he related to the brawny paper towel guy at all?
No.
I don't know.
So, yes.
Intangible shaming. So who's that to you?
Everybody who does this. I was driving into work this morning. I was, traffic has been moving nice.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid riding next to trucks because they tend to change lanes when they want to, and they don't care if there's any cars around.
Leroy does know trucks with that one, especially.
Right. The other thing is, do you know how terrifying it is to look over to my right and see a driver texting on his phone with no hands on the steering wheel in one of these damn Teslas?
You're dead to me.
Now,
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it at all. But I'm telling you right now, folks, you ain't cool.
You're dead.
Nobody wants to look over and see your ass with no hands on the steering wheel because you got a Tesla. Put your hands on the damn steering wheel.
10-2.
This is 10-2.
10-2, dude.
This is terrible. I see people doing makeup, people on the phone. No! There's video of somebody having happy time in a Tesla because they feel like they don't have to drive.
That might be
I'm sick of it. Stop it. Drive your damn car.
Is that it?
That's enough. All of them. Dead to me. It's terrifying.
Trevor, who's dead to you?
All right. It is the GM of the Chicago Cubs and David Ross. They are miserable to watch. Michael Rucker could get shot into the sun right now.
Whoa.
He can't pitch a ball over the front of the home plate. And he just does everything red, dead center. I hope he gets shot into the sun. That's who's dead to me right now.
Wow.
In other words, he's throwing meatballs.
He's throwing meatballs, and it's ready for me to throw my phone at my next TV, which I don't want to do.
Love a good meatball parm. Problem?
I thought you were a chicken parm guy.
Love that, too.
Bucci's got the really aerial all, chicken really, parm already.
Really all parm. I'll even be tricked into an eggplant parm. I mean,
no.
Parm
dude, parm? Let me tell you something. Stop dressing up vegetables like meat.
That's what I'm saying, though. Parm is so good. Like, you could trick me with some vegetables.
No, you can't.
I think it's
stop.
I think that's the original Impossible Burger is an eggplant parm sandwich.
Stop dressing up. Folks, stop dressing up vegetables like meat and calling it delicious. Because I'm going to tell you right now, nothing is more delicious than veal parm, chicken parm, or meatball sub. You can lie and say you're making a vegetable sandwich, but eggplant parm, no.
Don't lie.
I don't even like eggplant. Only time I even mention the word eggplant is, well...
Oh, yeah. Emoji.
Emoji, yes.
That's how you were going. Big spoon!
That's it! That's it!
You remember when we did that as a bit one time? It's just we learned of the emojis and we decided, hey, well, why don't you send it to Big Spoon? See what happens.
Yeah.
Was that a quarantine show back in the day?
No, that was back. No. That was an old studio show. Back
oh,
in the
really?
Day. Yeah, before yeah. video cast, before anything.
Chicken parm or now? Chicken parm or veal?
Chicken.
Really? Because I don't necessarily like. I'm chicken parm guy, but I like some veal dishes, right? But I like yeah, man. Ooh, man, you got me wanting. I'm gonna have to give me some Italian tonight.
All right, that's your dead to me, everybody. Heat, they're going to be all right, folks, all right? We got a big weekend ahead of us. We got Stanley Cup Final, Panthers, Golden Knights. Bruce Buffer's probably going to be there.
100%.
Bruce Buffer's going to be there, right?
He's always there. I've been out there for
because they got – well, actually, might be busy.
No. Hey.
Oh, yeah. He's probably at UFC, but Bruce Buffer's
yeah,
usually
but it's a fight night. Like, I don't know. It might be a Joe Martinez night, and Bruce Buffer might be at the Knights game. Like, who's – You know, Dan
Knights game's got some people though.
They don't show the pregame,
That pregame's wild. I've been to it. It's a lot of fun.
Dude, it's like a Vegas show.
Yeah, I don't know how every sport's not in Vegas.
Tobin, it was originally why how not every sport was in Miami. Now Vegas is the new hotspot.
When we went, it was just they were the only team in the Golden Knights. They had just opened T-Mobile.
And they said they weren't gonna combine the casinos with sports.
Yeah, I remember
there's banners. All the way through the casinos of the Golden Knights.
There's got to be every sport, NBA, MLB, everything's got to be them eventually.
They got footballs. They got two. I always say this: you got two of the four so far. It's the best ones. You got football and hockey. If they get baseball, then you get flights out of Miami every weekend.
Goosies. All right, everybody, enjoy the weekend. If you missed Goran Dragic, he was a delight. Oh, that face!
Stop bullying me.
I didn't bully you, dude. I mean, Goran did say that I bullied Leroy. So if you guys miss Goran Dragic and you want to hear the former Heat point guard give thoughts on the NBA Finals, Jokic, playoff Jimmy, Tyler Hero, and if he wants to return to the Heat, he covered it all. He covered a lot.
Goran Saturday, Dragic. Sunday game night. Don't forget.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind. Gogi's got our mind right. We got our minds right. Goran Dragic, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.